News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A mother has revealed she is considering removing her six-year-old daughter's body hair. The Mumsnet user explained her daughter has dark hair in her lower back and legs and feels increasingly self-conscious about it. Our reporter, Ciara Phelan, took to the streets to see if people agreed with the mother's concern.
I think it's really tough at six that she has hair like that, but I don't think age is a problem, is an issue. I think she should still go ahead and get the legs waxed.
It's hard to ignore it. The young child is facing that every day. I wouldn't go ahead with waxing. She's very, very young to start that, and it's actually not learning how to deal with the problem. It's only learning how to avoid it.
Only if the child advocates for it. If they want it, it's their body, and if they're old enough to say they want it, then go right ahead.
A six-year-old is too young. Reassure the child and you get grounding and a secure base for the child in relation to accept who she is.
I'd want to make it better for her, so I'd obviously want to do something about it to make it better. I don't know whether that's the route I take.
I think waxing is extreme though for a six-year-old. Like, that's not good for their skin either. If you were to go for an option, bleaching is probably the one I would go for.
Okay, mixed views there. Let's discuss this further with the journalist Ali Einstein. Ali, what do you take? What's your take on this? Do you agree or disagree?
Well, I think that it has to be a very extreme situation. I think it needs to be done in consultation, of course, with the doctor. And I think that there are options before you go to waxing. So one of the ladies said bleaching there. I think you should probably try that. And I think it's about listening to the child, but also making the situation user-friendly for them. Because to wax is creating a whole new range of problems. It's quite obviously very painful, but it causes a much heavier regrowth. But again, that is a very extreme circumstance. But I do know, and I have done stories on the fact that there are parents over in America who get the vaginal hair of their 6 and 7 year olds waxed. It's called defluffing because they think it's going to save them money later in life. This is a crazy world. We should not be forcing this on our children. I think if the child absolutely needs it, yes. But I think in general, we are letting this happen way too early. I think we need to let our children be children. And I think a lot of what we're seeing is being forced on us by social media. There are many children out there with social media dysmorphia and body dysmorphia. And they're seeing images and they want to change their body at a very early age. They're seeing their life through filters. That is not the real world. We need to spend time with our children being parents and not giving this responsibility to somebody else. If my child comes to me at the age of 9 or 10 and says that she wants to wax her legs, I say, no way, love. Sorry, not going to happen. And I would lay out the reasons why. But I think in very extreme circumstances, yes. But I would think it would have to be a highly extreme circumstance, really, really extreme for that to occur. Waxing isn't the answer. Obviously, bleaching is a solution.
When did we become so body obsessed? I always say, and you know, younger people laugh when I say it. They think I'm being ridiculous. But that when I was at college, you didn't really know what anybody's body looked like. Everyone wore big woolly jumpers and jeans.
Exactly, I'm with you on that one. But I think
nobody went to the gym, and now we are this obsessive, narcissistic. I would say about bodies.
I think our definition of beauty has radically changed. And I think that people think if you de-hair yourself and you become really obsessed with your body, that is going to make you beautiful. Beauty doesn't come from what's on the outside. It helps, and of course you need to be healthy and go to the gym and exercise and do those sorts of things. But I think you really also need to look at your inner beauty as well. And I think, you know, I have suffered from serious depression and I suffered from issues relating to body dysmorphia. And I think once you actually start accepting your body and who you are and being able to sort of openly talk about yourself in a healthy environment, then you become more able to make those decisions. And I think social media is forcing us to look at people's bodies at absolute perfection. You want to feel depressed? Go on Instagram for half an hour. That is what it causes you to do. And I think our young children are seeing life through filters. Everybody's taking images of themselves with filters on. And I think that is fundamentally unhealthy.
It's not just social media. I mean, you look at a program like Love Island. I do look at that and wonder, the bodies in that are ridiculous.
If parents are allowing their 9-year-olds to watch Love Island, then they should be reported to social services.
Well,
I'm sorry,
true.
That is my
But 13-year-olds, 14-year-olds are watching it, definitely.
Even with 13 and 14-year-olds, you need to watch it. There is a reason it says parental guidance recommended. And it needs to be a proper discussion with the child to say, look, these people are on television and they've done all of this and there's hair and makeup involved. And you need to give the child a reality check. And I'm all for reality checks constantly. When you see 7-year-olds and 6-year-olds being offered bras for sale in shops when they don't need them, it's forcing them into an early sexualization and to be body obsessed. They need to be able to talk about their bodies. They need to be aware about how their bodies operate and what they do, and they need to be proud of their bodies. But they don't need to be able to say to yourself, well, unless I've got every hair on my body ripped off and I look like Kim Kardashian or Khloe Kardashian or one of the Jenners, then I'm not perfect. The definition of perfect needs to change. And we are the people that do it. As parents, we need to say, you're perfect the way you are. If you want to get your hair bleached or if you want to get your hair cut or you want to do whatever you want, let's do it together. Talk to me about it or talk to somebody about it, because I think it's important to parent. We've forgotten how to parent, and we have forgotten that the real impact on social media is on our children.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Journalist Ali Einstein, thanks indeed for talking to us.